Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and we're not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about facts of the energy industry. With programs like Building the Bakken, we're able to tell the stories about the people, the communities, and the companies within the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and Shale Play USA. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we check in with the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota, where they got the permit to construct. Everything looks to be on schedule now, and Troy Schrenk, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Logistics, talks about the relationship and the letter of intent they have to work with the construction folks who are building the Davis Refinery. Kind of an update on the lodging side of things out there in Belfield, North Dakota, and the Davis Refinery. Of course, many of you heard about the Watford City tornado destroying 122 structures, overturning recreational vehicles, injuring 28, and tragedy befell a newborn baby. A little later in the program, we talk with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford about the events as he toured through the wreckage that happened in Watford City. Of course, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is a former mayor of Watford City from 2010 to 2016, so he understands and knows the area very well, the people, etc. A little later on the program, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford to talk about the tornado that ripped through Watford City. And then Retha Mattern with Bismarck State College, a National Energy Center of Excellence. She talks about how today's 24-hour energy employee in on-demand education has created multiple opportunities in the energy education area, and Bismarck State College is right on top of it all. So Retha Mattern a little bit later on in the program to talk about the education happening on the oil and gas sector. Brent Sanford to address the Watford City tornado. There's a community fundraiser, by the way, folks. I do want to tell you about this. Let me just pull this up very quickly. Thank you very much. Monday, July 16th, the Bakken Conference and Expo is having a community barbecue, and they've kind of turned it into a fundraising community barbecue. So it's taking place at the Rough Rider Event Center in Watford City. All food and drink free to the public. Free will donations are accepted, and proceeds will benefit local families affected by the recent tornado. Meals will be served from 5 to 6:30. That's 5 to 6:30, Monday, July 16th, at the Rough Rider Event Center in Watford City. Fundraiser barbecue put on by the Bakken Conference and Expo. And they want to thank everybody for helping those support those in need. And that'll be Monday, July 16th. At 5 to 6:30 p.m., a free barbecue, free will donations being accepted, and all proceeds will go to the families that were impacted by the recent tornado in Watford City. That's July 16th, the Rough Rider Center in Watford City.
Walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom, and the challenges that he may be faced, when he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, our weekly Davis Refinery update with Troy Schrenk, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Logistics.
Troy Schrenk, Target Lodging, Chief Commercial Officer.
Well, thank you for joining us today on the Crude Life programs. Let's start off by, you know, we do a weekly program up in the Bakken on Building the Bakken Radio. on the Davis Refinery, first Greenfield refinery, 40, 50 years being built in the United States. And I got a press release from their staff that you guys and Meridian have signed a letter of intent in terms of it's some housing. It's another one of those positive steps that the Davis Refinery is becoming more and more into fruition and reality. So before we get into some of the other activity going on, let's talk about that specific Bakken Davis Refinery target lodging relationship. So Troy, thanks for joining us today. And right out of the chute, what's going on up there in Belfield, North Dakota?
You bet, Jason. Thanks for having me. And we're pleased to be partnering with the Meridian Energy Group on their exciting project in the Bakken region. It's been a long time coming, as you probably are aware. The process that the ownership group has gone through to bring that project to life is extraordinary. We're pleased to be a part of it, to be able to support that, great project in that part of North Dakota. You know, we built the Dunn County Lodge, which is nearly a 600-bed turnkey lodging and hospitality lodging solution there, just about 8 miles north of Dickinson, North Dakota, back in 2012 to support upstream companies that were, producing oil in the area and largely some other oil field service companies. And it was just a first-class facility with our employees in there delivering the service quality we've come to deliver on a daily basis. And then the downturn hit, as everyone was aware. 15 and 16, things were very soft, and we spent most of the time in that time period with Dunn County. Really had closed it up and had to sit aside until the market would recover. So we're thrilled to be able to, we reopened it actually in October 2017. We started to see some recovery on the upstream oil and gas side. We started serving our first meals again in October of 17 and had reached pretty good occupancy in the Dunn County Lodge and been able to support some of the same customers prior to the downturn. So fast forward now, middle of 18, being able to establish that relationship with Meridian Energy and the supporting the temporary construction workers that will be working on that job.
To listen to the full-length interview with Troy Schrenk, Chief Commercial Officer with Target Logistics, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. 3 different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, talks about the recent tornado in Watford City. Being joined by Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Watford City native resident, former mayor, if you will, and he recently went out to survey and check out some devastation, some damage that happened out there. My notes say an EF2 tornado that went through there. But Lieutenant Governor, how are you doing today?
A lot better than yesterday, Jason.
Yeah. Let's just get right down to it. You were mayor there. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been going through the last few days since you went back there to check on some of the damage.
Well, I woke up to texts and phone calls the other morning. Emergency service coordinator and former county commissioners from back in Watford City saying we had another tornado, bad event here in Watford City, worse than what happened 4 years ago. And so immediately my mind flashed back to 4 years ago when the EF2 tornado hit the man camp south of Watford City. And we were lucky to avoid fatalities and a lot of critical injuries on that one. And so here, like deja vu, but they warned me it's a lot worse. And so I asked around the office, governor agreed I should just cancel my meetings for the day and take off and get out there. And then he would come later in the day when some of his statutory mandatory meetings were done. So I headed out, and I was expecting, to see campers pulverized and on their tops. And I pulled up to the campground. There was a line of 100 plus vehicles of people waiting to get back in. They had just started letting them back in at noon. And that's about when I pulled in. And Carol and Jappy, the emergency service coordinator from the state, led me through, and it was unbelievable. So much worse than I would have expected. Total devastation. I mean, these units were flattened. They were pulverized down to 2x4s and pieces of metal, and basically looked like toothpicks in a lot of situations. And I didn't know the numbers yet of how many units, how many people. All I could think of was there used to be thousands of units and 3,000-4,000 people living in those campgrounds in that area. And luckily, there were a few hundred units, a few hundred people displaced, and ended up being 28 people treated for injuries. And I tell you what, it could have been so much worse. It looked awful. It just looked awful. There were many RVs and mobile homes that were destroyed that were unoccupied. But as I was going through the camp, people were coming back, and they were looking through their belongings and looking for their Social Security cards and wallets and whatever they could salvage from the pile of rubble that their RVs and campers had become. And pretty devastating stories, but the good thing is the employers in the area were helping with finding another place to live for a lot of them, and they're very thankful for their jobs, their good pay, to draw them to the state in the first place. They're thankful for the people of Watford City and their response. Citizens were driving through with bags of dog food and dog beds and water and food for these people. It was quite touching, and the Red Cross actually had to turn away more in-kind donations. There was so much water and food and children's clothes and children's toys given at the Civic Center in Watford City. They had to call off the in-kind donations so they could just get people warm and people into the cots in the veterans building and comfortable, fed, hydrated, and then start worrying about where to house them for the night. And so it was quite the ordeal yesterday, and like I said, it could have been a lot worse.
Of course, Watford City, it's in the heart of the Bakken oil boom, and so many of these RV parks and these mobile homes and these campgrounds, they've got families in there. I'm not saying other communities don't, but these energy towns, as well as I do, it's a little bit different of diversity of all different incomes and different cultures and different backgrounds and that sort of thing. So on one hand, it's really nice to hear that the camaraderie and the brotherhood and the sort of fellowship exists out there, people helping each other out, that sort of thing. Was there just a real hodgepodge of people working out there in the oil and gas industry, or were they primarily, lifelong Watford City natives?
Pretty much zero in that second category. I mean, these are folks that have moved in for, two different camps, really. I mean, there are folks that, one of the gentlemen I talked to, been there for 8 years, grown to love the community, a native of Idaho. A lot of these folks from Idaho, Oregon, Michigan were, you know, sawmill-type towns, logging-type towns, that the economy went away, you know, during the last administration, and they found their way into the oil fields, and they found themselves being, you know, wanted for their truck driving skills on bad roads, and they love the community. They talk about it, it's home, it's not home, and but they still might have their property back in where they're born in Montana and wherever else in Idaho, and so they'll live in these types of arrangements because there really weren't the mobile home parks set up like you'd have in a center like Bismarck or Minot or, you know, the larger communities where you have these organized mobile home parks with curb and gutter, even, you know, with pavement, with infrastructure, with a community building, with trees, you know, shelter, parks. I mean, they're looking for those because that as construction workers will go nationwide, they'll follow the work, follow the jobs, and they'll look for seasonal housing. Well, these types of, you know, RV parks that are built on, just throw a bunch of scoria rock down and then run power to a bunch of spots and rent them out at times for $1,000 a spot, with no cover, with no shelter, with no trees, no landscaping, no playgrounds. I mean, that's kind of, you know, where the housing has been for a lot of for permanent housing for a lot of the population that has moved in. But also, it's a tremendous amount of seasonal where people are coming from the southern parts of the country, you know, coming up from California, from Arizona, from Texas, and working construction jobs with their families, and then when the winter comes, they'd go back home. So yeah, it's not Watford City born and long-term residents in these parks by any means. It's people working in the construction and the roustabout and the you know, the midstream side now as well of the energy industry.
That's what I figured. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford of Lieutenant Governor North Dakota, former mayor of Watford City, on the line with us. We're talking about the tornado that struck. From my understanding, it's a RV home and that sort of thing. Just a couple questions left here with the Lieutenant Governor, but was it just the RV park? I want to say Sunnyvale, but I know it's not that. But the RV park, or was there other parts of the town impacted at all?
No, it was just that RV park. It was Prairie View RV park, and it was an area that wasn't an RV park during the oil boom in the late 70s, early 80s, and then an area behind that had been added onto it. So it was a very large park, thousands of units in there. 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and down to hundreds at this point. But yes,
Mr. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, hold that thought for just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford about the Watford City tornado and the impact that happened throughout the community. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is 4 wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go? Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community, talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
I'd like to take a quick second to talk to you about a barbecue fundraiser happening in Watford City. In response to the recent severe weather, the Bakken Conference and Expo is having a barbecue fundraiser. It's free to the public, happening at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City on Monday, July 16th. All food and drink is free to the public. Free will donations will be accepted, and all proceeds will benefit local families impacted by the recent tornado. Meals will be served from 5 p.m. to 6:30. Thank you for helping support those in need. Monday, July 16th at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, 5 p.m., free to the public, a fundraising barbecue put on by the Bakken Conference and Expo. We'll see you July 16th at 5 p.m. at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we continue our conversation with the North Dakota Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford.
Thousands of units in there, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and down to hundreds at this point. But yes, it's right, it's on the edge of the community. It's in the county. It's actually not annexed into the city. And so, so there are some lack of services there. But yes, one of those areas that closer to town, you know, it's within a mile of the new cash-wise and hotel and restaurant area there on South Main.
Well, you impact, destroy 122 structures. I don't care if you're 5 miles, 10 miles, or 50 miles outside of town. That's going to have an impact on the economic socio-stratus around the area, if you know what I mean. It's just, you know, that changes their lives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I would imagine some people are looking at maybe moving to a different shale play.
Well, what happens is you get, what happened with it 4 years ago was that a number of those 25 families or so that were affected, they just packed up their belongings and left because they were renting one of those units, and they were like, I'm going home. This is enough. I don't, enough of this place. And so you're going to get some of that. And these employers, it's hard fought to retain and attract employees out there. So these employers are going to be working overtime trying to keep these folks around and encouraging mm-hmm. them to stay. And some of them had already found another unit to stay in other parts of the county as we were visiting with them, as they were in looking at their unit, their destroyed unit for the first time. So yes, employers will take an active role in trying to keep these employees and find somewhere else for them to live. But we're in a housing crunch in that part of the state again, and it'll stay that way. The housing investors, a lot of them had a tough 4 years, and so they're not going to rush back in. But good news is, I talked to the city administrator this morning, there's, you know, we're talking 50 single family homes to be built in the Watford City area this summer. That's great news. Be completed by next spring. That'll be great news for the energy industry, for the employers in the area, the city, the school, the county that have, you know, these large employment needs. That's nothing but good news. That's a big need in that part of the state. And getting people into those permanent accommodations, that helps become long-term residents of the community. So there's still an evolution happening there. But yes, losing that many structures, there's a lot of displaced energy and construction workers that their employer's going to be worried about where they're going to go next.
Well, you just kind of answered the other part then, which is that there are housing, at least if not available, going to be available so they can band-aid some things, like you said, sleep on some couches or do whatever you got to do to for employers to stretch their own resources to figure out how to make ends meet in the interim for this disaster. But wrapping up here, just kind of next steps. I don't know if there's any, I don't know, local funds or a fundraiser or if you get the states doing anything, going to reach out to, you know, whoever at a federal level. I have no idea. But what's kind of the next steps at this point? We're only, you know, a day or two removed, but is there any chatter or any fundraising type activities?
Well, yeah, there's like, before the fundraising, there's like FEMA, USDA, they all have housing ideas that they want to share with the emergency services coordinators from the county. And so there's a lot of people reaching out. There's all the state agencies are on hold and ready to go with what they've got available. And, you know, we had the National Guard and the Department of Emergency Services Director General Al Dorman with us yesterday. And basically with what the oil field contractors were offering with the ability to start cleaning up this morning, what's way faster than trying to mobilize the Guard to come out, you know. So the local response was, yeah, that could, you get private sector, you can be government for responding in an instance like that. And so, you know, some of these things are being handled already. Plus there's GoFundMe account set up for the family of the infant. I mean, we had families, can't forget, that were critical injuries, really tough injuries still dealing with. And then obviously the couple that lost their 6-day-old infant is the tragedy in this entire story. And there's a GoFundMe account set up for them. Will McGuire is the dad's name. And then there's a GoFundMe account set up with the McKenzie County Emergency Services Director, Carolyn Joppy, at Cornerstone Bank, set up for the victims in its entirety. And last time that there was this tornado event in the community, Lutheran Social Services helped distribute those funds that were gathered on the GoFundMe account for all the victims. And they accumulated and contacted each of the families and distributed out those funds. So there's also a cash account donation available at Cornerstone Bank, plus the GoFundMe account for all the victims and in the individual GoFundMe account for the parents that lost their infant. So yeah, there's fundraising activities happening as well.
Well, any final thoughts? Anything we left out, I guess, about this?
No, we covered quite a lot. There was quite an outpouring of compassion and helping people pick themselves back up by the bootstraps. And there's all the recoveries in motion as of this morning. And so we hope to get everyone housed and off and running again. And the great thing is about this part of the country is they've got great jobs. One of the people said, "Hey, you can just help me find the hotel room. I got money. I'm not worried about that. I just got to find a place to put my wife and kids tonight. And we'll figure out where we're going to go after that." You know, so I mean, the great jobs are a blessing, and the community's outreach and the employer's outreach, and it makes something positive out of such a scary event, such a devastating event. Because we don't want to have this keep happening. The next stages are also in some fine tuning of the housing structures. You know, what's allowable by law? What, you know, what areas need to be tightened up a little bit, if any, from the local standpoint, county, city. These type of events help everyone want to refocus and just for us to be better. To provide better services as a government. So we hope there's some improvements coming that way as well.
Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota and former Mayor of Watford City, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
To listen to the full-length interview with the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied. We all do what we do so we can survive.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
My name is David John, and I am with Elite Energy Services out of Williston, North Dakota.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Thank you for joining us here on the Crude Life Media Network, but this is a family-run business, correct?
It is. It is. We've been in the Bakken now for about 5 years, and originally we started out working as a roustabout company when we first came out, and during the downturn, like everyone else, it really had quite an impact on us. We ended up having to lay most of our crew, in fact, all of our crews off, and just basically, you know, tried to make the best of it that we could with as a family. Just myself and two sons and my wife were the only ones that were kind of left in the area, and so that kind of led to other things. We had to come up with different ways to survive the downturn. So that led to this scanning program. My name is David Allen, and I am with Elite Energy Services out of Williston, North Dakota.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's the place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
I'd like to take a quick second to talk to you about a barbecue fundraiser happening in Watford City. In response to the recent severe weather, the Bakken Conference and Expo is having a barbecue fundraiser. It's free to the public, happening at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City on Monday, July 16th. All food and drink is free to the public. Free will donations will be accepted, and all proceeds will benefit local families impacted by the recent tornado. Meals will be served from 5 p.m. to 6:30. Thank you for helping support those in need. Monday, July 16th at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, 5 p.m., free to the public, a fundraising barbecue put on by the Bakken Conference and Expo. We'll see you July 16th at 5 p.m. at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Read the Mattern with the Bismarck State College National Energy Center of Excellence.
Right. A lot of people might be working in the industry. They're working shift work, or they're working unpredictable schedules, and it's just really, they might originally think, you know, school is out of the question. You know, there's no way you can go back to college and get a degree. But we actually designed the online courses for that person. You know, we made them so that you can log in on a browser anywhere that you are. You don't need any special equipment. All you need is an internet connection. You can log in where you are and access it at any point during the day. So if you get off work and it's 4 o'clock in the morning and that's the free time that you have to work on a class, you can do it right then. Our instructors are constantly online. They're checking their emails. They're talking with students. They're explaining things, answering questions. And the material is up and available for a student, like I said, to access whenever they have that ability to do so. They're only taking one class at a time, so it's not your traditional 16-week semester where you take one class, you know, a couple hours a week for the whole semester. We condense it so that you're taking just one at a time. The class might be 3 weeks long, it might be 8 weeks long, depending on what program it is specifically that a person was in. And you just have that one to focus on. So you're not trying to juggle too much going on at once. You're not getting confused between different classes. And then we designed it so that the classes build on each other. So you take one class, you complete that one, and then you use that knowledge in the next course that you take. So it really is a building block to get a person to that final point where they're able to complete their degree.
Reatha Mathern with Bismarck State College National Energy Center of Excellence. Let's talk about the different kind of majors that you guys have. Being, of course, part of the Bakken, being on the very edge of the Bakken, you have that great backyard to dive into there. So I imagine you guys have more than just a couple majors, huh?
Absolutely. We have 12 different programs that we say are related to the energy industry. They range anywhere from a 9-month certificate program all the way up to a 4-year bachelor's degree. It's a Bachelor of Applied Science in Energy Management. Several of the courses focus specifically on oil and gas. One of them is our process plant technology program, and that works, that prepares people to work in refineries or any other facility that processes raw ingredients that are extracted from oil and gas. We also have a petroleum production technology course, and that provides the students with a background to operate and maintain all the equipment that's used in oil extraction and services industry. All those classes focus a lot on safe procedures, environmental safety and health, as well as the technical aspects of that operation. So we have those available, and those two programs are entirely online with a hands-on component. So if someone was employed in the industry, what we do is we send them a workbook at the very end of the program where they complete 80 hours of a job shadow. They'll work with their supervisor who just checks off that, yep, you've completed this part or you demonstrate competency with this part of the curriculum. And then they send that back in, and that completes their program. Somebody who's looking to get into the industry can complete that workbook. We'll work to place them at a site where they can complete it. But like you said, we're right next to the Bakken, which means that we have these great resources for not just locations for students, but we also have access to the expertise of those working in the industry there. We have advisory boards who are made up of people who work in the industry that actually give us input on our curriculum. So they meet a couple times a year, and they'll talk about what students need to know. They'll say, hey, students who are coming out of your program maybe are lacking in knowledge in this specific area. And so we'll work that into our curriculum so that we're better preparing those students. Or they'll say, you know, we want to see this, maybe one specific area that is an emerging trend in the industry and they think is an up-and-coming thing that students will need to know. So we can work that into the curriculum as well.
And one more time, the contact info that people can find out more information?
They can go to Bismarck State, B-I-S-M-A-R-C-K, state.edu/energy. Forms on there, you can contact us, you can find information about the programs, shoot us an email, give us a phone call, we're happy to talk.
To listen to the full-length interview with Reatha Mathern with the Bismarck State College National Center of Energy of Excellence, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All I can say, you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your mind blown, and that's all you need to know.
And And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us this week. You can check out all of our interviews, past shows, and other features at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we invite you all to join our social media network. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the social media page, we've got a social media audience and social media presence in many of the shale plays, including the Bakken. That's all part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're over 350,000 strong and growing every single day. And while you're at thecrudelife.com, be sure to click on our sponsors page. Of course, the sponsors make this program happen, whether it's the Dealmakers, Energy Safety Institute, Gas Techno Energy and Fuels, Hatch Coaching, or Tidwell Industries. We have some outstanding sponsors here at Building the Bakken Radio, and we invite you folks to please support them as much as you can. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors page. We have a whole list of them with links right there. And if you're wondering if Building the Bakken Radio or other Crude Life programming is carried in your neighborhood, check out our programs page on crudelife.com. We have a list of our programs as well as the radio stations that pick up those programs. And for those of you that are listening within our network, we'll be back next week at this time on this channel. We appreciate you folks very much for checking out this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thanks again for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio. Keep calm and frack on.
You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly like you have plans to save the world. Just remember your past. Will only last if you don't take off your mask. When the outside's chilly, the inside is warm. You've been wishing you never been born. All I can say,
seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess and how do you deal with that in life. And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. I'd like to take a quick second to talk to you about a barbecue fundraiser happening in Watford City. In response to the recent severe weather, the Bakken Conference and Expo is having a barbecue fundraiser. It's free to the public, happening at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City on Monday, July 16th. All food and drink is free to the public. Free will donations will be accepted, and all proceeds will benefit local families impacted by the recent tornado. Meals will be served from 5 p.m. to 6:30. Thank you for helping support those in need. Monday, July 16th at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, 5 p.m., free to the public, a fundraising barbecue put on by the Bakken Conference and Expo. We'll see you July 16th at 5 p.m. at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.